That's true too. Good evening, and welcome to Kitzchach and Aruch Yomi for the 17th of Kislev. As Hashem is Baruch Shemoy, getting very, very close to that special, special day of Hanukkah. We're up to Simen Chaf Tes Sif Dalet. We're learning a little bit of a Musar Sefer right now from the Kitzchach and Aruch, telling us how to develop our Midas. And we're up to Sif Dalet. We said most recently that although, as it relates to Midos, we should try to take the middle road in Midos, not to be too extreme, too extremely generous, or too extremely cheap. But when it comes to Gaiva, we should distance ourselves from Gaiva. Also, can say that about anger. Sif Dalet, V'chein ha'kasi mido ro'o me'oid. Anger is also an extremely bad trait. And a person should distance himself greatly from it. Look at all these ma'oids. Akas is midara ma'oid, and l'srachik ma'oid. V'yaril is atzmei. A person should accustom himself shel yichoyz afilu al davar shere lichoyz. He should not get angry even concerning a matter when you might say anger would be appropriate. And if the need arises for him to display anger in order to instill fear in albanav ubnei beisa on his children and his household. Live audience is getting concerned about that. Yara atzmi b'fneim shu koyas. He should merely give the appearance of being angry before them. Eliyasrim, in order to admonish them, to give them musar, make it look like you're getting angry. But inwardly, his mind has to be settled. Sometimes, when I halavai, I achieve this level, but sometimes I go over to, if I have to speak loudly, I go over to somebody beforehand, and I always tell them to watch this, watch what I'm about to do now, so that I know that I'm just hopefully putting on an actor. Eliyahu Hanavi said to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Sela Chasida, what does that mean? Do not become enraged and do not sin. Meaning, do not become angry because anger leads to sin. Meaning, do not drink your fill. Meaning, do not become drunk on wine and do not sin. Meaning, you won't sin as a result. So don't become angry, you won't sin. Don't become drunk, you won't sin. Chazal also say, so a person who gets angry, it's as if he worships idols. And all types of Gehenna dominate the person who gets angry. As the Pasuk says, a person should banish anger from his heart, and by doing so, he removes evil from his flesh. Again, what's that evil he removes from his flesh? That is Gehenna. The Pasuk describes Gehenna as being ro'ah. Obviously, this is also for those who are accustomed to learning the Igaris HaRamban. This is also from the Igaris HaRamban. Balei kas en chayehem chayim. The lives of people who are quick to get angry are not real lives. Lefikach tzivu le'esrachik menakas. Because of that, Chazal commanded us to distance oneself from anger. Until the extent that one accustoms himself, imagine that, not to be affected by even those things that normally arouse one's anger. If you're so practiced not to get angry, it won't bother you anymore. That's the proper way. And the way of the righteous, they suffer insult but do not insult in response. They hear the disgrace but do not reply. They don't insult people in response. They perform the will of Hashem with love, and are content with suffering. Regarding such people, like we said, those who are insulted, those who are embarrassed, they don't insult, they don't embarrass, and they rejoice. They're loving Hashem when good things happen, and they're rejoicing when tough times happen. About such people, the Pasuk says, and let those who love Hashem be like the powerfully rising suns, the tremendous Baruch Asif. Hey, Yarbe Adam Bishtika, a person should always be silent as much as possible. You don't need to talk. You need to talk, speak the words of Torah, or of matters necessary for his physical being. And even regarding what is necessary for his physical needs, he should not speak excessively. And Chazal already said, whoever speaks a lot will bring himself to sin. That all the day that Reb Shimon said, all my days I lived in Chazal, and I found nothing better for oneself in silence. Rava said, what does it mean when it says death and life are in the hand of the tongue? If a person seeks life, he can attain it through his tongue. How? A person who seeks death, can attain it through his tongue. What does that mean? In footnote 9, it says, he who desires death can use his tongue to speak of the bad and the vulgar. And he who desires life can use his tongue to study Torah. A person must use their mouth properly. Somebody on the Zoom here is from the Lower East Side. On the Lower East Side, they were fortunate to have Hagayin HaGadol, one of the Gedolei Hador, David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was known as a person who is not a major schmoozer. Of course, it's interesting, there's a little of a contradiction there. He schmoozed a lot with his friends. But otherwise, you know, just to schmooze, I was once by a chasana of actually a person on this Zoom, son, and I saw their barrel, Zalgazun sign, their Shiva of MTJ. And I went over to him and I said to him, you know, my son is Rebbe Azriel Zakheim, who's close to Reb David and who's close to Reb Barrel. And he said to me, oh, that was the whole conversation. I went to my chash of a Talmud who was by that chasana, and I told him that, whose birthday is today. I went to that chash of a Talmud. I told him that. He said, that's pretty normal. That's the amount that a person usually gets. That shtika, practiced, be careful. Mavis v'chayim b'yad aloshin, sif vav. Layo adam ba'al schaik v'hasoles. A person who's not behaved with jest and mockery. Don't be a clown. Also, don't be depressed and solemn. Elo sameach, rather you should be cheerful. Kach amr zechren l'vracha, Chazal said, schaik b'kalas roi. Jesting and levity, being a clown, accustom a man to immorality, get carried away. Now, you see by all the comedians what happens to them and what type of people they are. A person should also not be constantly looking to follow his urges, nival lahoin, rushing to gather wealth. Also, he shouldn't be depressed and lazy. Elabalt ayin taiva, rather, he should possess a good eye. He should think that other people should always be getting more and more. I'm happy with other people's work. Mimayit beisek, limit his business activities. Be busy learning Torah. However small is his share in this world, he should be happy with what he has. Like the very famous story, I'm not going to say it right now, the story of when the Baal Shem, I think actually the Maggid of Mezer, sent a chassid to go to the Rebbe Reb Zisha to learn how a person deals with difficulties. And Reb Zisha said, what difficulties? Kach Amar Reb Zisha Chanan Lebracha, Hakina Va'ataiva, Kavod Matzinas Adam and Oilam, envy, lust, and pride remove a person from the world. V'tzarecha Adam Lehistrach Yuhan. And once again, we learn the Musar here that a person must distance himself from these traits of envy, lust, and pride. Sif Zion. A person might say, since envy, jealousy, lust, and pride, like Derech Arahim, they're so bad, they remove a person from this world, to Ephraim Man B'Yeser, I'll exceedingly avoid, I'll go all the way to the opposite end. I'll distance myself to the opposite extreme. Actually, I won't eat any meat. I won't drink any wine. Isha, I'll never get married. I'll live in a cave. I won't live in a nice house. I won't wear nice clothing. I'll wear sackcloth. Gamza derech rohi, that's bad news. Don't do that either. But also, it's forbidden for a person to do so. A person who acts in that way is called a sinner. How do you see he's called a sinner? Because it says regarding a nazir, and that the nazir must bring a special atonement for having sinned regarding this person. What was the sin? I'll explain. What his sin was, that he abstained, he stayed away from wine unnecessarily, so to speak. So therefore, Hamaneus is atzma and mikol davar davar. Certainly, if the nazir is considered a sinner because he stayed away from wine, so a person who deprives himself from every single thing, alachas kam v'kama, is most certainly called a sinner. So we see over here that a person should not distance himself from all of Olam Hazeh. The Vikach, therefore, Thibu Rabbi Sinner Zachar Lebrach has commanded. That a person should only deprive himself from those things that Torah says you should deprive yourself from. And he should not make vows and promises and oaths and swears to make things forbidden upon himself. Chazal have taught, the Gemara says in Nedarim, Mishalmi Nedarim, that how can a person forbid himself from things? Is it not enough that which the Torah forbidden? prohibited. You're also forbidding yourself from permitted things. It's forbidden to afflict yourself in fasting excessively. Now, there are certain people, you know, that they fast a lot. In the book, All for the Boss, it says how Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael used to fast for the entire day, every day. So again, a person has to know their level, but certainly there's no reason a person should be jumping levels. Similar matters regarding these. Omer Shlema HaMelech Alav HaShalom, Shlema HaMelech commanded, Alti Tzadik Harbe Ve'Alti Tzchakim Yisrael Lomo Tishlemim, do not be overly righteous or excessively wise. I mean, don't think you're such a huge Talmud Chacham. Why be left desolate? Meaning, don't leave yourself abandoning this world. We're not monks living on a mountain. We're better than that. But Omer has also said, Mishle Palis Magel Raglecha of the Chol Derechecha Yikainu, that a person should weigh the course of his feet, meaning you should weigh every place that you go to, and therefore all your ways will be established, meaning it's just to balance your actions. Don't be an extremist. Stay in the middle path as much as you can. Sif Ches. Karkas Avnu, we've already mentioned earlier in the beginning of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Maimer Yehuda ben Tehima, the saying of Yehuda ben Tehima, Yehuda ben Tehima, Havios Kan Omer, be bold as a leopard to carry out the will of your Father in heaven. What does that mean? Shalai Yisbayish Mipanim Bnei Adam. A person should not be embarrassed in front of people, Hamal Igam Malav, who make fun of him. They make fun of his service of the Creator. Again, nevertheless, Loyana Oyslam Divrei Aziz. When people do start up with you, you don't have to be a mechutzif to answer them back. Shalayikne Kinyan Nafshay. Because if you become a mechutzif, you become a brazen, disrespectful person, it'll become part of your character, chas v'sham, liyaz az panam, to become chutzpedik, afilu shalib makam avadasa yisbarach shamayim, and you'll become chutzpedik even when it doesn't pertain to the service of Hashem. So a person should avoid being a mechutzif when he can, but still, don't give in to those around you. Sif tes. V'chein ein lehiskait b'shvil is a mitzvah. A person should also not get into fights about mitzvahs, kigan lehispal lefneatia. For example, we mentioned this earlier when we were talking about saying kaddish or davening for the omid when somebody's parent has passed away, nebuch. So also, a person should not fight to be the chazan, or ilal is latayr, or to be called up to the tayr. Don't fight about it, v'kadayim and similar matters. K'demotzinu b'lechem ha'ponim, as we find regarding the lechem ha'ponim, what do we find there? In note 15, it says that, okay, let's continue reading it in the Kitzur verse. Afshu mitzvah la'achle, even though there was a mitzvah to eat the lechem upon Shaninu, we nevertheless learned hatzenuin moyshchi yedeim. Those who are modest, meaning those who are very, very firm, they took their hands away from eating from the lechem upon him. While the fressers, the gluttons, would grab and eat. But you see over here that the proper people, even when it comes to a mitzvah, they don't push, they don't shove people, don't be so pushy. And when you see yourself being pushy, assume that perhaps it does not come from such a good place. Sif Yud, Teva Ha'odam, who the nature of a person is, Lius Nimshach Memasav, is to be drawn in his action very dangerously, Achareyav, after his friends, Vechaverav, after his colleagues, Ve'anshim, and the inhabitants of his place. You tend to act like the people you live near. Lefikach, therefore, always make sure you live near tzaddikim, and to constantly sit at the side of Torah scholars, in order to learn from their deeds, and distance yourself from the wicked, who travel in darkness, so as not to learn from their ways. My Rebbe Yisrael Gesundzain always says that whenever he moved to some place, he always makes sure to live next to a yeshiva. You live next to a yeshiva, you live in a good environment, it's going to be safe for you in this world and the next world. Omer Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom, Shlomo HaMelech said, Hoylech es chachamim yechgam, ve'roya ksilim yeroya. A person who walks with the wise will grow wise, but the companion of fools will be broken. Meaning, you spend time with wise people, it'll rub off on you, you'll be a wise person yourself. On the other hand, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. Va'omer, and it also says, the first Pasuk in Tehillim, Asher Yisha Shaleholach Batzas Hashem V'derech Hatayin LeOmer U'Mishal Leitzim LeYoshav. Right, you should make sure to stay away from the bad people. Be'im Hudar Be'ir Shemani Geha. Right, Chas V'Shalom, person lives in a city whose leaders are evil. Ve'ein Anashel Holchim B'derech Yishar, and its inhabitants do not follow the proper path. Yelech Misham, you should check out, leave that city. Lodur Be'ir, to dwell in a city Shanashel Tzadikim, where you have fine, righteous, wonderful people. Ve'noyagim B'derech Tovim, who conduct themselves in the manner of the upright. You see how important it is to spend and live in a very, very good and healthy and happy Jewish environment. You know, there are people who say, I don't want to live in a Jewish community. I want to live far out where maybe a few Jews live there. It's nice, wholesome. Everyone says good morning to each other. They say good afternoon to each other. A person should not simply throw away the idea of living in a Jewish environment, which is imbued and packed with Jewish values and Jewish expectations. Where were you for Shacharis? You go to a shul and somebody says to you, I didn't see you this week in shul. I there's someone who sits behind me. If I ever go away for a week, he always says, where were you? Where were you? And I said to him, is he my counselor? Is he my rabbi? No, he said, I just want you to know that we miss you. We miss you in shul. That I didn't say those things. I was very happy that he missed me. But the person should know there's an expectation. When you live in a zone of expectation, you'll become a better person. Everyone should have bracha vatzlacha.